USA Radio News.
As the polls close in eight states where election primaries are being held today, no one faces a bigger challenge than John Cox. He's a California Republican who's running for governor.
We need to get back to reality. The Democrats have made this the highest tax state in the country. And Gavin Newsom has made a promise to the people of California. He's going to double the state income tax. He's going to raise property taxes. And he's going to defend the gas tax, which has pushed the price of gasoline over $4 a gallon, way more than our neighboring states. I think the people of this state have had enough, and that's why they're going to elect me in November.
If Cox does make it through the primary, he would face Gavin Newsom. We're also hearing tonight that Kelly Sadler, the White House aide who made a controversial statement about Senator John McCain, is no longer with the administration. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Poor health is forcing a conservative billionaire to curtail his activities, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
David Koch is leaving the Koch brothers' business and political networks. The 78-year-old, no longer to be executive vice president and board member of Koch Industries and chairman of the board of the charity Americans for Prosperity Foundation. His brother Charles Koch will still serve as CEO of Koch Industries. Charles Koch writing that the organizations are saddened and will miss his brother's, quote, insightful questions and his many contributions. The Koch brothers are a frequent target of Democrats for their influence in conservative politics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex acts charges in New York City. Weinstein and his attorney said they're going to fight the case and try to beat it before it even goes to trial. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 13 points for the day. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former President Bill Clinton said he personally has not apologized to Monica Lewinsky. Yesterday, in an interview with NBC News, Clinton got a little bit heated with the interviewer. Last night, the president reflected on that interview.
The truth is, the hubbub was I got hot under the collar because of the way the questions were asked. The suggestion was that I'd never apologized. I did. I meant it then, I meant it now. I apologize to my family.
Folks on Capitol Hill are also responding and reacting to this interview. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says same old from Bill Clinton.
It sounded like Bill Clinton took a poll from one interview to the next. They poll tested a response and he decided, you know what, I better apologize more because they'll come after me next. But Bill Clinton epitomizes, you know, sort of the aggressor, not the victim. He thinks he's still somehow a victim. In no world was it ever appropriate for the President of the United States to be having sex under his desk with a 20-year-old. There's no way is that can that even be consented to. So if he doesn't understand that, and see the mainstream media for decades were complicit with Bill Clinton. Oh, well, it was consensual. Well, to tell you the truth, you can't really have an appropriate consensual relationship with a 20-year-old intern in your office. That is the definition of sexual harassment. It's the definition of using the power of your office to get something you want.
And it was back on this date in 2004 when former President Ronald Reagan passed away. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.